This is Akashvani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. Syrian rebel forces have claimed control of the capital Damascus today after a week-long lightning offensive encountering no resistance from the government troops. It comes amid media reports that President Bashar al-Assad has fled the country after ruling Syria for 24 years. President Assad boarded a plane to an undisclosed location. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has said Syrian military and security forces have withdrawn from Damascus International Airport. As per media reports, the rebels also announced they freed prisoners from Saeed Naya military prison in the north of Damascus. The 60th Raising Day of the Border Security Force is being celebrated today. The main event to mark the occasion is being held at Jodhpur in Rajasthan. This is the first time that the BSF Rajasthan Frontier Headquarters in Jodhpur is hosting the Raising Day Parade. The BSF is celebrating its Diamond Jubilee year this time. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is the chief guest at the event. Mr. Shah is addressing the gathering on the occasion. Now we go on live to listen to the Home Minister's address.
40 करोड़ भारतीयों के विश्वास और स्वप्न के पहरी हैं। मैं आज फिर से एक बार आपको बताना चाहता हूं कि आपकी इस समर्पण और बहादुरी के बगैर मोदी जी ने जो लक्ष्य रखा है महान भारत की रचना का 2047 तक विश्व में हर क्षेत्र के अंदर भारत सर्वप्रथम हो ऐसा भारत की रचना आपके त्याग और बलिदान के बगैर संभव नहीं है केवल और केवल आपकी वीरता समर्पण त्याग और बलिदान ही इसको संभव करा सकता है मित्रों आपके परिवारजनों की और आपकी चिंता के लिए भारत सरकार ने कई सारे काम किए हैं
एक्सटर्नल अफेयर्स मिनिस्टर एस जयशंकर रीच्ड मैनमा इन बहरीन लास्ट नाइट टू पार्टिसिपेट इन द मैनमा डायलॉग The minister was received by Bahrain's Foreign Minister, Dr. Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani, marking a warm start to the second leg of his tour. In the first leg, Dr. Jaishankar held a series of significant diplomatic engagements at Doha in Qatar, highlighting India's proactive approach to addressing regional and global challenges. Meanwhile, at a panel discussion in Doha, the External Affairs Minister said, there is no proposal to start a new BRICS currency to compete with the US dollar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will embark on a three-day visit to Russia beginning today. During the visit, Mr. Singh and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov will co-chair the 21st meeting of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in Moscow. As part of the visit, the Defence Minister will also commission the Indian Navy's latest multi-role stealth-guided missile frigate INS Dushil at Yantra Shipyard in Kaliningrad tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajasthan and Haryana tomorrow. Mr. Modi will travel to Jaipur in the morning, where he will inaugurate the Rising Rajasthan Global Summit. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The winter Chardham Yatra commenced today in Uttarakhand, offering devotees an opportunity to visit the winter abodes of the four sacred dhams. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami officially inaugurated the Yatra at Omkareshwar Temple in Ukhimat, Rudraprayag district, where the idol of Lord Kedarnath resides during the winter months. In cricket, Australia defeated India by 10 wickets in the second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Adelaide Oval. With this win, the hosts have levelled the five-match series 1-1. On day three of the pink ball test, Australia chased the mere target of 19 runs with no loss after dismissing India for 175 in their second innings. In the men's Asia Cup Under-19, the summit clash between India and Bangladesh is underway in Dubai. Put into bat, Bangladesh were 74 for 3 in 20.3 overs when reports last came in. In hockey, India will take on Bangladesh in their opening match of the Women's Junior Asia Cup at Muscat in Oman today. The match will begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that's the end of the news bulletin.